News Talk ZB, let's go travelling. Let's get onto a boat. Hello, Megan Singleton.
Hello, Andrew, from somewhere out near Herald Island. I can't believe we've actually got this to work.
That's great. It's good stuff. Last week, of course, you were in Singapore. Now you're on a boat on the on the Waitemata Harbour, heading for a pub. What are you doing? Yeah.
Well, look, it's a family day out with the Outboard Boating Club from Auckland. And I think there's about 150 or so people in convoy tootling out from Ōrākei under the Harbour Bridge, past the Chelsea Sugar Wet Works, around Kauri Point, just past Hobsonville Air Base. And we're coming around Herald Island now. I tell you, it was a bit lumpy heading out towards until we got around the bend from the Chelsea Sugar Works. But it's nice and calm now, and it's a beautiful day. And we're heading up to the Riverhead pub, and that's got a bit of a story, the pub. So I haven't been up here before, but in 2010 it was in receivership, and it was purchased by a couple who had been circumnavigating the world for 9 years on their own home built boat. Anyway, they came, bought the pub, and reopened it in 2011, and so they have these days on Sunday where there's live music, and we're coming out to check it all out.
Great. Let's remember, the Riverhead Pub has been doing business for 150 years. It's one of New Zealand's oldest.
And it actually is the second oldest liquor licence in New Zealand. Right. I suppose that would be just behind the Duke of Marlborough and Russell, I think.
And
yeah, so we're way up in the inlet.
The other thing about Auckland is, and anyone travelling to Auckland, is that so many people might go out to Rangitoto, they might enjoy the outer Hauraki Gulf, but there's an enormous expanse of water and inlets and fascinating areas in the inner harbour.
And I never knew. And of course, it's so sheltered. I mean, the wind is supposed to pick up today, but actually where we are right now, it's just so sheltered up here, which is so lovely. And also, you don't have to have your own boat. So there's a couple of companies that of downtown that will take you up to Riverhead for an outing. They'll even commentate the trip for you, so people can look up the red boats or the Riverhead ferry. And I'll have all that on a blog by the end of the day. I'll take photos and let everyone know how they can come and do this day out as well.
What a wonderful day. Under the Harbour Bridge, past the Chelsea Sugar Works, past the Kauri Point ammunition dump. You know, you could just blow up all of Birkenhead if you actually got a match into that place just like that. The Hobsonville Air Base.
I didn't know all these things were here. It's actually really an eye-opener. And you're right, there's just so much that Auckland has to offer. And who knew you could actually go west and find water coming all the way up this
river? There we go. Well, it's a flooded river valley after the last ice age, actually, to tell you the truth. All that area up there, Megan. So there we go. You're in a fjord land in New Zealand. And I'm really looking forward to the tale of your adventure, which will be on your blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. Ahoy!
Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Find out what's happening on air, discuss the big issues, and get breaking news first on our Facebook page, newstalkzb.co.nz/Facebook.